And now, live from the Punky Treehouse
and the Highwayman's Lodge,
it's
Punky!
This is Punky! This is Punky!
Gooper, Gooper!
Hello!
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And I'm in a better mood this week, Tony.
You are?
Much better mood, yeah. And I am naked from the waist up.
Ah, brilliant.
Yeah. Which, so it would seem fitting that the first song this week is a track called Innocent Victim from a new album by Dog's Flesh. That's Dog's Flesh, Tony. That's from their album Revival of the Species. I'm going to read you a little bit about it. It's the second full-length studio album from Dog's Flesh and is the follow-up album to the highly successful Vision of Hell. It's released through Rock Garden Music in the UK and Europe and through Unrepentant Records in USA, Canada and South America. And I'll tell you what, mate. It's fucking hardcore.
Yeah?
It really, really goes for it, this album. We're going to play... Are we playing something else of it? Maybe not next week, maybe the week after. There's 12 tracks on it. I don't really want to play more than 3 or 4 because I want you to buy the album. Not you personally, Tony. Obviously, we have a copy. I say we have a copy, like we're a couple. Fuck it, buy it. I'm not going to copy it for you.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm glad we've got that sorted out. So, yes, that's all the information you need about Dog's Flesh, other than the fact that they are from the North East and that they are from Thornaby near to Stockton-on-Tees. And Stockton-on-Tees... is very close to Whitby, which is the home of Insane Star, who is a tease.
Okay.
And that's all I have to say about that. You're listening to the Planet Smashers right now underneath us. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
Now, I know that you didn't think you had a lot to talk about this week, but you have, because you've been on holiday to Wales, and I'll be asking you about that later.
Okay.
So, and I want a day-by-day account, my friend, so you've probably got 15 minutes, 10, 15 minutes... to scribble that down while I'm gassing. I'd love to say we had some MySpace comments for you this week. We haven't. I'd love to say I have some additional material for you this week, in particular Insane Star's knickers, which would have been some excellent material to have had with me. But I haven't had any additional material either. I'll tell you about Insane Star later on, or rather lack of. And I will tell you briefly though that I have now got my car back.
All right, okay, cool.
And it works.
Bonus.
Just about. It seems to be all right. I haven't done a long journey yet. I'll be doing one on Thursday. So, yeah, and my war of attrition was unnecessary, as it turns out. I decided just not to get in touch with the garage where I'd left the car for 5 weeks until it was fixed, because I'd given them my money. They had my car. Other than giving them an organ or something, there was nothing I could actually donate to the cause, so I just left it. And then I went around there about a week later just to check on it, and as I was driving in, the guy was driving out in my car saying I was just going to deliver this. I went, oh brilliant, he goes, we fixed it, sorted it all out, lovely job. So after all this, my car is back. They didn't charge me any extra. The guy who sold them the faulty engine, they got money back off and used the money they got back off him to fix the engine. That was what was supposed to happen. That's what did happen. And they validated it as well.
Did they? That's very nice.
And that can't have been nice. Because you know what my cars are like.
Usually bottles and crisp packets.
I cleaned out the bottles and the crisp packets, but there was a general layer of dirt and filth in there, I think. Okay. But anyway, thank you very much to them. So we've got absolutely nothing this week, and I really do need you to send us some stuff in for the simple reason that there is a possibility, Tony, that we might have to make two shows next Tuesday.
Really?
Because I go away on Wednesday for a week.
Oh, okay.
To the secret festival somewhere in the Mediterranean that I've already said too much about, but is where I will be seeing Garage Punk for a week with my mate Steve. So, unless we're going to make the show on the Thursday when I come back, it might be worth trying to make two next week. Just an idea. I realise that this is the kind of production meeting most people have off air.
Yeah.
But I think it would be nice to talk about it now, particularly as it's time for track two, my friend. Oh, no, I'll tell you what, I will just say as well. My blog is doing all right, thank you very much. And please do read it. You get my life in snippets on here. You get my weekends in detail on my blog. And the blog is paulyb, paulyb.blogspot.com. And feel free to have a look at that. Have you got anything you want to add, Tony, before the next song?
Nope. Oh, I might have to find a band. I'm practicing a new band next week. So
I'll update
next week. Okay.
You constantly surprise me. Anything else you've done recently? No. Oh, I've been an oldie and joined a band. Listen, we're on with the next track here.
I move quickly.
This is a forward track from the upcoming album by Reg Track. We have played them before, and they are the favourite band of the Buzzcocks, interestingly. They're sort of like a modern Buzzcocks, I suppose, in some ways. And but we're not playing the upcoming single, which is called The Trier. No, I don't do that. I went through the album and actually picked out track two off it. Really, really nice track. Really good one. A little bit lighter than Dog's Flesh, but not as light as something that's coming up later on in the show. Oh my goodness. Please. Oh, I didn't ask you what Dog's Flesh MySpace page was, Tony.
Okay. Is it myspace.com/dogsflesh?
It is. It's Tony One, Paulie Being the Internet Nil. And what, by the way, is Red Track's MySpace page?
myspace.com/redtrack?
No, myspace.com/redtrack the band. That all happened a bit fast, didn't it? Mm. Tony One, Paulie Being the Internet One. This is Cigarette.
The back seats of our cars, for steamy windows and handprints, we see the romance is gone. When we finish, we sit back and put the radio on. To feel the awkwardness, we shout, I do not know who you are. So you take her to a club, then you tread on her feet. You give her your last cigarette, she puts it out on the street. She says, I care about my lungs more than you care for your teeth. Mr. Yellow, go away and please stop hassling me. Romance is a burnt-out cigarette. Burn a hole in your pocket when you're coughing up blood. She knows how you want it there, and 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 she knows how you want it. It seems there's no turning back. Now that she has met your parents, well, it's game, set and match. All of your friends are convinced you've been tied to the tracks. She is full steam in her head, turning you into your dad. You haven't been to the pub in a month and a half. You're up at 8 in the morning, your friends are still at the bar. Her two brushes in the sink, she's slowly moving in. First a suction and a straightness, and then she wants a ring. Tonight, romance is a burnt out cigarette. Burn a hole in your pocket. a burnt-out cigarette. Burn a hole in your pocket when you're coughing up blood. She knows how you want it. And she knows how you want it there. And she knows how you want it there. And she knows how you want it there.
Red track there, Tony. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. I was wondering, before, because I have a feeling in the second half of this show, we're going to be finding out a lot about you. Before we do that, I was wondering if we'd find what some other people maybe thought of you, possibly by you reading out some podcast early comments.
I've got a few. Thank you for your comments so far. We've still got a good 10 days left of September, so please do email us in. Email us? No. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Easiest way to do that is to go to punkyradio.com. Top of the screen is important. Please vote for us link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because I'm reading up. Thank you all for your comments so far this month. And here we go, the top five. Baps, I got your rolling pin right here, Pilgrim. That's some here at my shorts.
Right, that might relate to something I wrote on theirs.
Right, okay. Gotcha.
But I couldn't promise anything. Because I can't remember what I put on theirs. Because I can't remember anything. You know me. My short-term memory, mate, is officially shot to pieces.
Well, thanks for the comment.
But thank you very much, Air Out My Shores, and congratulations on having your fifth birthday this month.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
Ah, again. Ah, boats are expensive. Seem to be retired Inspector Paulie B. Is that a different Paulie B? It's not you, is it?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes, it is. Inspector Paulie B is the Paul B that listens to us, who is very high up in the police service.
Right.
Who I haven't needed to exploit as yet, because I didn't know him when I had my drink driving incident, but at any point I could require his services, so I do like to keep him on side. Hello, Inspector Paulie B.
Hello.
And there is a fantastic photograph of him on Facebook with a classic 80s mod romance jacket on and mullet. And I'm not taking the piss too much, because I had the same.
Cool. Another comment. Sherry's still awesome after 5 years. From Woody B3. Thank you very much.
Woody B3. Go, Woody, go, go.
I think we'll be hearing from him again a little bit later. Always good for voting for us.
Oh.
Mm. Punky Radio. It's the one digital radio show. Podcast if you want to sound like a wanker. I hadn't pre-read that. Nice. That I always take time to support. Paulie B and Tony Hearn always have my back, and I have theirs. Peace, Marcus. XY rocks.
Yeah, fair enough, Marcus, I suppose.
Good to see you speak up the lingo.
And do listen to XY Rocks. It's a far more interesting show than this one is. It has genuine content and opinion, rather than Captain Silent and Mr. Talky Bollocks, which is what we'd be called if we were superheroes.
Good to know my superhero power is silence.
I'm having way too much fun in your section. Sorry about that. Oh, that sounded awful. I'm having way too much fun in your section. I'll have fun in your section.
Okay. Finally,
oh, okay. Thank you much.
I love Tony. He drinks spiced rum, does mop the bum, used to be a roadie. From Tony's man pop. Some reason I suspect that's probably Fat Boy. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but do you remember that song? It was that fantastic song, wasn't it? By it was by Raw Poo, wasn't it?
Was it?
Yeah. He drinks spiced rum. He doesn't mop the bum. He used to be a roadie. It's the ballad of...
Oh, right.
Shitlock Lee, the ballad of Shitlock Lee, mate. I remember the title. God, it's got to be 4 years ago we played that.
Jesus.
That was a great song. I'm going to have to dig that out. That is going to be from the vaults. Maybe next week.
That's
great shout there, because it's really, really funny. It is completely out of order. And I think Raw Poo, the band, aren't to everyone's taste, because they did the song Big Boobs that we played a couple times as well. Mm. But the ballad of Shitlock Lee. Definitely one I need to bring out again. That is from the vault. Next week.
Well, that's it. Waka Sally.
Well, excellently read, Tony.
Thank you.
Excellently read. The next band up, I have noticed once again, the names of the songs on this week's show, Tony, are all fantastic. I'll run you through them all in a go at the end, but it's just really funny. Anyway, this is, you might remember last week, I said to you that Matty from the Bleach Boys had formed a new band.
Yeah.
And he has, or rather, a new band's been formed, but this band does look decidedly like at least 75% of the Kramers. Like,
right.
With one other bloke, but I'm not absolutely sure about that. Anyway, they do manage to sound a little bit different. Again, I mean, I'd say a problem. The one thing about all the bands that Matt's in is that he's the lead singer, and he's got a very, very distinctive voice. I say that, not unlike John Lydon, but he's got a very distinctive voice. So any band he's in is going to sound a bit similar. But actually, these sound different from both the Kramers and the Bleach Boys and his really old band, Flaccid. Enjoy this for now. This is Ministers Dead and Suit Sentence. So that's Ministers Dead, Tony. Now, that is from a new four-track EP demo.
Okay.
And I've got a little note. I've got a little note from Matt here. It says, "Hi, Paul, it's Matt from the Bleach Boys. Hope you enjoy our debut CD. Let us know what you think. We've only done four gigs, but have a few dates coming up. Hopefully we'll see you in the crowd at one of them. Cheers, Matt." And it is a really, I say, lovely just seems wrong when you're talking about music like this. It doesn't say something's lovely, but because I'm so far over that end of stuff, this is a really lovely EP. It's really good. And it's called Ministers Dead. There's four tracks on it. The best way to get there is to go to their MySpace page, which is
myspace.com/ministersdead.
It is. It's Tony 2, Paulie B, the Internet 1. I should think the four tracks are on there, actually. So you will be able to hear them. You're listening to the Cemetery Surfing underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Thank you.
I am sorry that we haven't got around to updating the beds yet, and we keep promising to. It will be done. Thy kingdom come. It will be. Actually, it will be done. Thy Wimbledon done. Thy kingdom. Oh, shut up, Paul. Thy Kingston. It just doesn't matter. Anyway, they will be updated at some point. So, Tony, if it's all right in this bit, I wouldn't mind hearing about your holiday.
Okay. So, yeah, so we, as I mentioned last week, we just booked, the day before we did the show, we booked a holiday in Wales. So we booked a cottage. Booked it in North Wales, south of Conwy, kind of halfway between Llandudno and Bessie Coed. That kind of area.
Which doesn't mean Black Betty.
No.
It means the woods of Betty, or Betty from the woods, doesn't it?
But every time I was driving around, I did think, bam, a lamb. It just stuck in my head.
Bam, a lamb. Oh, Black Betty, bam, a lamb.
So we thought we could, because it's right next to the Snowdonia as well, so we thought a good base to kind of spider out and see bits of North Wales. So we
Spider out, is that a new expression?
I think so, isn't it? But when you're exploring, spider out from the centre outwards.
Absolutely brilliant. I've never heard it called that before, but then I don't have the military training you have. And I think we've just got a, I think we've just had a phrase of the week. We've got a word of the week there. Spider out, man. If you want to go and check the environs of an area from your base, what do? You spider out. Yeah, that's nice. That's not even rude or anything. That's just a good expression. I can't think, I don't know whether we can take claim for this, can we? I don't imagine.
Probably not. I think I've got it from somewhere else.
Yeah, probably, most likely.
Yeah.
If you have a word of the week, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email, word of the week. Sorry, Tony. So we spied it out.
So we landed in the... Monday afternoon, we landed at the cottage by car and stayed overnight there because the owners weren't there, so we let ourselves in because they left it open. Must be very trusting, that side of the world.
There's nothing worth nicking in that part of the world.
Really not. It's all really country lanes, and the great thing was my mobile didn't work there. And the whole point was to get away from work, so that was good.
That's one way of making it happen, yeah.
Yeah. And the next day we explored, we went for a little bit of a walk around the area, which wasn't a great deal of fun. There wasn't much there apart from a lot of hills and sheep. A lot of sheep! Funny that.
Really?
Yeah.
Who'd have thought?
I know, sunk it.
And then but that's where they get their reputation from, do you?
Nah, not at all. Nothing else to do around there. But we went for a drive, and we just went to Llanfyrst, just north of Bessie Coed, and just had a look around. Not a great deal around there. So then we went back, and I think over the next couple of days we checked out Conwy, which is the north on the coast with the big castle.
It certainly is. A very impressive castle there.
Very nice. And we did go around the castle and a good look around it. Yeah, I think the biggest castle I've been in or seen. We checked out Llandudno, but it was pissing it down. But good, nice beach.
That's not unusual for Llandudno,
really.
And if you speak to a lot of the locals there, they do sound a bit like Scousers, don't they?
There's a lot, yeah. Well,
there's that sort of that Welsh. So there's definitely a Welsh Scouser. Real is more pronounced, but there's a real sort of Welsh Scouser thing going on there.
Yeah. And then we checked Bessie Coed out. That was nice. I expected more. I think I'd built it up in my mind to be a great place. It was very small and a bit like Matlock. But it was okay.
Oh, that sounds very pleasant.
Yeah. And then we checked Colwyn Bay out, and that was disappointing because I thought that was going to be quite really, a lot nicer than it was. But it just seemed to be a lot of shops and a beach.
I stayed there twice in my youth.
Really?
When I was itching boys' school, yeah, and got up to a great deal of nonsense while I was there.
Was it good?
I do like... That's where I met a bloke called Bing. Have I never told you this story?
No, I don't think so.
I was 13 years old, and we'd met up with these girls in this bus shelter, right? Right? As you do.
Yeah.
And we'd had a snog, right? Because Colwyn Bay girls were easy, right?
Oh, okay.
So we've been snogging these girls, and then this bloke walks up, older than us. One of the girls goes, "All right, Bin." I said, "Why are you called Bin?" He said, "Oh, because I've been in... just about every borstal in the northwest." Right, okay. And he had black leather gloves on, and they were greased up. Have I not told you this story?
No.
He had these black leather gloves on, and they were completely covered in grease. I said, "What's happening?" He goes, "The crafty buggers round here, innit?" I went, "What?" He goes, "I tried to break into someone's house that I broke into last week, but he greased his drain pipe." He got up the top and just fell down. Went, "Ah!" I love to sing that.
No, we didn't meet him. What's it then? And that was about it, really. We just had a lot of chilled out nights and explored in the day. Went back to the cottage and just chilled out. It was really nice. And then
nice.
Friday we went to Chester. Well, we stayed in a spa kind of hotel outside of Chester. After roughing it for a few days in the cottage, we stayed in a spa and just used the pool and sauna and just really had a good relaxing. And then Saturday went to Chester. And it rained, so we spent about 3 or 4 hours walking around to see the city, and then came back.
Right, didn't stay Saturday night then?
No, we came back Saturday afternoon. So it was about 5 days. Work interrupted me twice, so I didn't do too bad.
That's not bad,
but it was good. It's good to see a bit of North Wales, and I think I'd like to see the South at some point. But yeah, it was good.
What, are you going to leave out the middle and the West?
Yeah. Sod that.
I like Wales. I absolutely love it. It's a fantastic place. Yeah. I'm pleased you had a good time.
Yeah, it was good. It was good.
Right. Well, I was going to talk to you about Newcastle, mate, but I might save that for later. I think we should get on with song 4, because I'm really pleased by this. You know, I met up with John Codger, who is dreamy, and his girlfriend, the lovely Helen, last week. Well, he did say that Johnny Throttle had really tightened up and were really offering something much better. And they've had some label interest, actually, from, I'll not say who in case it doesn't happen, but they've had some label interest and they're doing really, really well. And this is one of their new tracks. What I want to know is, what is Johnny Throttle's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/JohnnyThrottle?
No, it's not. It's MySpace.com/JohnnyThrottle 000, or Johnny Throttle. Ooh! And as I can't help but say when I see it. And this is a great song. I think you're going to really like it. Actually, Tony, I was thinking this week that you will probably like all the songs that I don't like as much, and I will like all the songs that you don't as much more, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
This is really good. Anyway, this is Lost Sputnik. Saying that, Tony, I think we can agree that we both like that one.
Yeah,
that is just a really good track, and I'm looking forward to seeing them again soon. It's a shame, actually, I'm going to just miss them. They're at a music festival in Valencia just before or just after I go to my secret music festival that I can't tell you about, somewhere in the Mediterranean.
Okay.
Yeah. I was wondering, Tony, I haven't really had a chance to, you know, what with my short-term memory being shot to pieces, I haven't really managed to keep hold of any information about GoDaddy. And I was wondering whether, to the tune of the Revenge of the Psychotronic Man's Idiot dub, you could maybe tell me a bit about them.
I'll give it a go. GoDaddy is an internet web service provider and should be your first stop if you want to create your very own website. And GoDaddy makes it easy to build your site with the website builders. It's also easy to add a shopping cart to your site, which you can secure with an industry standard SSL certificate.
And what are they?
They're SSLs, and they'll help protect your customers' details. But the best news of all, if you enter the code PUNKY410, that's
PUNKY410,
you can receive a 10% discount on any order not already discounted, or if you live in the UK, you can use the code PUNKY411, that's
PUNKY411,
which will give you 20% of orders of £35 or more. And why is that particularly good?
Has it got anything to do with that exchange rate, baby?
Might be. And also there's PUNKY412, that's
PUNKY412,
and that will give you 30% off all .com domains. And also there are now three additional codes.
Ooh.
Firstly, PUNKY20H1, that's
PUNKY20H1,
and that will give you 20% off hosting plans. Secondly, PUNKY125, that's
PUNKY125,
and that will give you 25% off orders of £65 or more. And finally, PUNKYSSL, that's
Punky Saloon.
And with that code, you can buy standard SSL certificates for just £12.99. So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs.
Tony,
mm-hmm.
Catch me.
Well, I've been down the cap to see his mate. If I'd have been like, he was feeling great. He waved to the guys as they watched him ride away. He was gunning down the straight 3 miles from home. Already he could hear his father moan. The old man just don't know what it's like today. He pulled up at the traffic lights. He saw a young girl all dressed in white on a silver machine he'd never seen round before. He looked in her eye and asked her name, and he knew things would never be the same. She just revved her engine and yelled above the roar. If you want me, you can have me, but you got to catch me, unless you think it's too high a price to pay. If you want me, you can have me, but you got to catch me, unless you want to race another day. Well, he never known a girl so out of reach. A lesson he must surely teach. So we gave it a handful as the lights turned green. He saw his needle hit the light, but she roared past with a big beat sign. His heart was busting as he heard her scream. If you want me, you can have me, but first you got to catch me, unless you think it's too high a price to pay. Me, unless you want to race another day. If you want me, by his hospital bed. Son, he said, there's something you should know. Oh, what you said when you were coming round. The only other time I heard that sound was when I chased a girl in white 30 years ago. If you want me, you can have me, but first you got to catch me, unless you think it's too high a price to pay. If you want me, you can have me, but first you got to catch me, unless you want to race another day. If you want me, you can have me, but first you got to catch me, unless you think it's too high a price to pay. If you want me, you can have me, but first you got to catch me, unless you want to race another day.
So, Tony, that's the Johnson Family and Catch Me. Ask me why I've just played a track by the Johnson Family.
Why have you just played a track by the Johnson Family?
Because the Johnson Family are a three-piece featuring Nigel Lewis, Helen Ingham, and Ricky Braun.
Okay.
However, two-thirds of the Johnson Family have got married last week. Ricky Braun and Helen Ingham, now Helen Braun, I suppose, are now married. And I was so pleased for them and so excited about it. As soon as I found out, I said, we'll play one of your tracks on this week's show. And I thought, you know what? I'll play the most suitable one. So that featured Helen on lead vocal and is basically saying, if you want to have me, you can, but you've got to catch me. He's caught her. Can you see what I've done there?
Oh, nice.
And that is the nicest song we'll be playing this week.
Cool.
The rest are a right racket. What I want to know is, what is the Johnson Family's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/Johnson Family Music?
No, MySpace.com/ The Johnson Family OK, which is different from what it says on the back of their album, No Forwarding Address, where it says that it's Johnson Family OK, but it's not, it's The Johnson Family OK. Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, Family OK. There we go. And it's a really interesting album, and there's a couple of tracks there I absolutely love. We have played Demolition Rock and Roll before, which is just a beauty, and is one that, again, I might be tempted to play again at some point. I don't know. You listen to Project Marv underneath. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week. Have you got a gig guide?
Haven't. No.
Well, good, because that means that, A, we can tell people that if they do have a gig that they would like us to promote, they can email tony@punkyradio.com. Title their email,
Tony's International Gig Guide.
And you'll read it out. Also, it gives me an opportunity to talk a little bit about Newcastle, which I planned to do in the last bit but didn't get a chance to, because I went up there last Thursday. I like to go up there a day early when I can and see my mate Graham, who has got a new part-time job called Harvest to Home, but where right. Basically he does up veg boxes for people and delivers them to them on a Saturday afternoon. It's a great deal. What he does that's quite funny is his dad grows herbs in his herb garden, which is the best place for them, of course. And so he puts some herbs from his dad's herb garden in with a sheet of A4 with information about the herb. Except for the week just gone when he didn't have herbs out of his dad's herb garden. Guess why?
Why's that?
Because he put bananas in. And why did he put bananas in?
Why did he put bananas in?
Because the banana is the biggest herb in the world.
Really?
Yes, it's both a fruit and a herb, my friend. Infotainment, Punky Radio this week. Oh. I had no idea about it. Graham was very excited when he told me. We went out. We went out and we went to a pub where he lives in Wallsend. And then we went to... the Village Hotel in Wallsend, and we very quickly had 3 pints of John Smith's and half a bottle of red wine each. And then he said he'd had enough, he had to get up early, do his veg. And I said, fair enough, because I want to go into town to go to Madison's, which is a bar associated with the Hyena Comedy Club where I was playing, because they do triples on a Thursday night for $2.95.
Wow.
How can I turn that down? That's the kind of thing that I physically cannot avoid. I have to go somewhere like that. And I had 3 triple whiskey and Diet Cokes in an hour. So I had 9 whiskeys in an hour.
Oh, God.
I was in a bit of a mess. So I went back to the flat, slept, went out, met up with a burlesque dancer called Bettina Spankenhouse and her son Moss for lunch. And we went to the Ho Buffet, which I have discussed before, which every time I see the Ho Buffet, I just think of a smorgasbord of prostitutes. And so we had an all-you-can-eat Chinese in there. Went to the Discovery Museum in Newcastle, which was surprisingly good fun. I had a right old grin in there. And I bought a book called Lan Yourself Jardy, but I don't have it at my disposal, so I can't do any of the lines out of it. But I'll maybe do some next week if I actually remember. I was on with 2 comics called Jeff Boys and Pete Johansson. Hello to both of you. Had a really, really brilliant weekend doing stand-up. And could talk about a lot of this at great length. But what I thought I'd do instead is point you at my blog, paulieb.blogspot.com, where it's there in exhaustive detail. I got the train up there and I got the train back because I was doing my bit for the environment and I wanted to save money because the petrol would have been more than a train ticket, ridiculously.
Oh, right, okay.
And I had to book the train ticket before I got the car back, so I had to do it that way. On the way up, I sat next to, or rather, a man came and sat there next to me who was the fattest man ever to get on a train.
Forever?
And he, yeah, I think so, yeah. And wow. He surrounded me with his wobbly fatness. And he didn't even take his massive coat off. And he went to sleep straight away. So I was just jammed up against this enormous bloke who trapped me into my chair, who slow cooked for 2.5 hours and just stank by the end of it. Got off the same as me, sort of woke up when it arrived in Newcastle, just got up, wobbled off the train, holding everyone else up. And I said, oh my God, geez, salad dodging, stinking fuckwit. But yeah, and then, so on the way back, I had a brilliant idea, because on the way back, the train started in Newcastle, and opposite my reserved seat was a seat that wasn't reserved. So I sat in the seat that wasn't reserved, and then no one sat in the seat that was reserved, because it was reserved.
Clever.
So I stretched my legs out all the way back on the full train. Very, very nice work. Quite impressed with myself there. I'm sorry that I haven't said more about this, but it is a bit of a dim and distant memory. I will just say that I am on the Saturday night. No, sorry, on the Friday night. After the gig, I went back down to Madison's, of course, and got talking to some people who've been at the show. And every single one of them had something relevant to do with my past life in some way or other. One was from Scunthorpe, where I was born. One was from Worksop and had been down Black Market and used to go out in Mansfield sometimes. One was from Nottingham. One was from Stevenage. Just all these random people. I said, what are they doing in Newcastle? I mean, and they all wanted to buy me a drink, so I let them.
Right.
It all got very, very confusing.
I got very confused then. Because you said it's your past life. I was thinking some reincarnation things going on. That would be freaky.
No, no, they weren't people from the time when I was either Joan of Arc or Henry or a frock. That would have been great. Yeah, there were some people from my past life. What were they? There were some cavemen, some crusaders.
Yeah.
A lizard, because I go back a long way. I should get on with the next track, really, shouldn't I?
Okay.
This I think you're going to greatly. This is going to like greatly. This is one of the bands, we have played this band on the show before, and this is one of the bands that are going to be at the Secret Music Festival that I can't talk about in any detail, but when I come back from it, we'll hopefully have interviewed this band and one or two others as well. They're called the Rippers. This is a little bit of garage punk for you, and this is really, really full on. What I want to know is, what is the Rippers' MySpace page?
MySpace.com/TheRippersPunk?
No, MySpace.com/TheRippersInAction. Now, I just need to get this right here. This is this is Paulie B in the Internet 4, Tony 2.
Yeah.
Oh, looking good. Enjoy this. This is Lost My Head for a Day. The Rippers, Tony.
Nice.
I don't think there can be any doubt there that that does anything other than rock. You're listening to the Dead 60s on Leithers right now. Thanks for such a great job on the beds this week. Tony, the Dead 60s won't be around on as our bed for a lot longer. I know I keep saying I'm going to do this. We will get round to it. My apologies that it's not been done yet. Just before I get into what I'm going to do this week, Tony, you're going to tell me about this band then?
Yeah. We had a band meeting last week, I think.
Who's we?
The Right Hand Pink.
Right.
And a Where We Go meeting, which didn't really end with anyone having any direction. You know, with a band, you always have to have a leader. There's not really one in Right Hand Pink. Everyone kind of wants to do different things and no one really cares. So I kind of left a little bit deflated and not really made mind of what I'm doing. But there's a girl at work who is in a band. And I knew she was in a band, but I haven't spoke to her, so I made the effort to go and speak to her. Turns out she's really into the same kind of stuff with punk. She goes to psychobilly meetings. She's actually stood in for Emma from the Smears when she was away having a baby.
When you say she goes to psychobilly meetings, do you mean she goes to the psychobilly meeting or she goes to psychobilly
gigs? I think she went to one. She didn't go to the one in Pineda, but she was another one she went to somewhere else. I can't remember where it was. We're very quite similar, but she's much more into it than I am. She plays bass guitar, drums. I think her and her boyfriend are in bands. I spoke to her about my situation, and she's up for doing something like a project, like a punk project, and seeing where it goes. So we've got our first jam next Monday. To just kind of see what we think, really. So, could be a 3-piece punk band coming out of it.
Fabulous!
A bit harder than they probably used to. Yeah, so it should be. Yeah, should be pretty good.
And I should think so. Quite a bit better.
Probably. I hope so.
So hang on. So, what's her boyfriend do? Does he sing then?
I don't know yet. I've not met them. I think right. I said I wanted to sing because I'm a bit big-headed like that.
Right.
So I assume. Maybe bass or drums. I'll find out more next week. We'll have to just get together and just see what we all want to do, really, and see what it sounds like. She knows Baz Barrett as well, so we might even do it up at Doghouse, the studio.
Yeah. Well, that would seem sensible, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Oh, how exciting.
So it all just kind of happened, really. Just like she works at the same place I work at, so Yeah. Because my office is inside another company. So it's right there.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Tang, that as well, it's much easier for a three-piece to get together to rehearse, particularly if two of them live in the same place already.
Yeah, exactly.
So, yeah, there's like, it's, oh, that sounds well handy. And like, and she's got a bit of experience, most importantly, in not only the Nottingham punk scene, but also in and around bands, the kind of bands that you want to be in.
Yeah.
Rather than ones that want to play fucking pop music.
Exactly. But yeah, we'll see what happens. But she reminded me today that we need to sort it out, so she's keen. So
yeah.
I think we're both just bored in our current situation, so it just kind of worked.
Yeah.
So we'll let you know more next week. But she'll be good, hopefully.
Oh, brilliant. Oh, well done, Tom.
Thank you.
Excellent stuff. Well, what I'm doing this week, until today, I only thought I had two gigs, but I've got three now. Thursday night, I'm in Romsey doing a charity fundraiser for something or other that I can't remember. All the comics are getting paid, you know, when I'm not going down there for nothing. But it's in a hotel just outside of Romsey, and I've got a feeling it might be not private, but I think it's a couple of companies doing it sort of thing, so I don't think you can just go. However, Friday night, I'm in the Ivy Leaf Club in Langford, and I'm looking forward to it very much because I'm on with, and I will remember this now, Colin Owens and Brian Damage and Crystal, who are all friends of mine. It'll be a really, really good laugh. And if you know the Ivy Leaf Club in Langford, I think tickets are £10, £8 if you're a member. Just get in touch with the people up at the club if you are in the area, fans coming. If not, Saturday night I'm doing the Pad in Bedford, where I have a different show, Bill, on Alex Marion, who was a guy who I did quite a bit of stuff with in Edinburgh this year, and Peter Buckley Hill, the Edinburgh legend. So both times I've got bloke on talking first, and then I've got musical act in the second half. There's also an open mic spot at the Bedford gig called, I think, JT Taylor, but don't quote me on that. The Bedford show is £8, £6 advance ticket, but the £8 does include free entry to the Loaded night afterwards. It's always a good laugh. It's always a very, very beery affair, and will no doubt be a huge amount of fun. So if you can get down to any of those, I would love to see you there. Right, it's competition time, Tony.
All right, okay.
Kept that quiet for me, didn't I?
Did, yeah.
Yeah, although is it? See, I can't decide whether to put this CD I've been sent by a band we played last week called Black Manalishi in a competition on its own, or whether, seeing as we're not 100 miles from Christmas now, I should just keep the things I get now for a Christmas competition. What do you reckon?
I'd say we keep it. Is my gut instinct, because we are quite close.
You'd say keep it for Christmas, would you?
Yeah.
Right. It's not competition time now.
Oh, brilliant, okay.
But we are going to play a track from Black Manalishi's new album called Trailblazer. We did play a track last week. And again, this is one that I went through the album finding the track that I wanted to play rather than one that had been recommended to us. I did accuse them of being a heavy rock band last week. They're a lot more than that. As you go through this album, Trailblazer, there's all different styles on it. They've got a sort of a, I don't know, it's like, I don't know, it's like if Steve Earle did Zodiac Mind Warp and had a funk bass section.
Mm.
I hope that cleans things up for you. Is it basically every single track is different. There's a lot of different styles on here, and we're going to play another track this week. Then I have had this album sent purely for a competition, but because I know I've got another couple of albums coming for a competition over the next few weeks, I am just thinking maybe we'll just do a Christmas competition. So make sure that you listen closely to this track, because this might be a CD that you want to own and you'll get the chance to enter the competition in a few weeks. We'll talk about it in a bit. In the meantime, this is Black Manalishi and On Attack. No longer hungry, wolves are at my door.
the track. No longer hungry, knees are on the floor. I am less, can you guess? I'm no more, I'm sure. Another day, by the way, I'll be back on attack. Staring at the light, I have one sight. Living each day, my head deep in the sand. I know what I see, rooting out for the trees. Stealing each day, now I understand. I am less, can you guess? I'm no more, I'm sure. Come the day, by the way, I'll be back. On attack! On attack!
That was Black Manalishi, Tony. So I hope you will see there that it's just not your usual fare in any way, shape or form. It's just an unusual... So I don't know. Is that funk metal? I don't know. I don't know. Is it?
Don't know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Let's see how many times we can say, I don't know.
Don't know.
I don't know. How many can we? you're listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony. Now, I was wondering, have you got a twat?
I haven't.
Oh, dear.
No. So, no emails at all, actually, I don't think, this week. It's been extremely quiet.
It's been very, very, very quiet for me as well. What should people do if they do have a twat for you,
Tony? Well, if you've got a twat to nominate, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Every twat greatly appreciated, and I'll reply to all your emails. So please do get emailing them. But
now I did also promise that we'd do some iTunes reviews this week, because iTunes reviews are very, very important to us, as the reviews move you up the iTunes chart. So the more we get, the further up the chart we go, and the further up the chart we go, the more people see our podcast, the more people see our podcast, listen to our podcast, the more people listen to our podcast, buy the music off the bands we play on it, and that's the reason why we do it. So if you haven't already, please do review us at iTunes. However, I haven't been able to get on my UK iTunes for a couple of days. I'm having a few issues with it. But you have got on the US iTunes. Were there some reviews there?
There were. Got 6 new reviews.
Wow.
Yeah. So as promised, we always say if you add a review and it's 5 stars, we'll read them out. And these are all 5 star reviews. Thank you for that. We've not had any lower than 5 in a long time now. So,
well, we've only ever had 1, haven't we?
I think 1 actually. Yeah. Idiot.
Wanker.
but yeah. So here's the top or the 6 new reviews from iTunes. If you do have iTunes, please do review us. As mentioned, it helps moves up the feature rankings of iTunes and are very important, and they're free to do so. Go on to iTunes on the music store. Easy way, just go to punkyradio.com and there's the iTunes button on the left. Hit that and you can log in and review us. And that's what these people did. Funny and great is my description. These guys have one of the best independent music podcasts around. I've learned of so many great bands thanks to Paul and Tony. They're funny, likeable hosts and they always make me laugh. I can't express it any other way without using profanity and overtly sexual language. Great job, guys.
Please do.
From B. Justin C.
Thank you very, very much, B. Justin C. All reviews are very much appreciated. Thank you for your kind words.
B. Best by far. Great podcast. Great music and banter, full stop. Check it out. From Wiley Bow.
Wiley Bow, you excellent man. What's he doing on US iTunes?
Dunno.
He's from Oxfordshire.
Oh right, really?
Yeah, we played him on the show. He's the crazy Tom Waits, if he was angry, trombone lunatic.
Probably like me to sign up for the wrong one. Love
You've
it.
You've probably done all the UK ones, haven't you?
No. Oh shit, maybe. No, definitely not. No, definitely US. Love it. Listen to it. Get more music. Love listening to the two wonderful Brits, Paul B. Edwards and Tony Hearn.
Expanding, I would suggest this is the American one, yeah.
Yeah. Expanding my library for music and a bit in the way of random phrases to shout at random people. Keep them coming. Always look forward to the next episode. Always looking forward to the next episode. I do apologise. That's some Shaggy's
always
music.
Looking. Always looking. Always Thank looking. You very much, Shaggy's music.
Yeah. Grape Juice. Love the podcast. I really enjoyed the Grape Juice record show. Punky contains just the right mixture of witty and witless banter combined with all-out rock to fuel my workout in the gym. From Dan from Phoenix.
Hey Dan, thank you very much. And do you know what? I did kind of leave Grape Juice behind after that one, didn't I? I did that special and then I didn't revisit them. I will revisit Grape Juice and we'll play something else up on the AMS off there in a week or so. Let me just type that into my thing. Excellent. This week's show is just getting me a whole new show. Brilliant.
Awesome show. Tony and Paulie B never fail to bring it with awesome punk rock and conversation. From Woody B3.
Where'd go, Woody B3. You said he'd be back. You it weren't is. Wrong.
There you go. And I think that's actually the second review he's added. So brilliant. Thanks for that.
Thank you very much, Woody B3.
And finally, a really nice review. I think this might be one of the best ones we've had. And her subject is 5 stars only, obviously, because that is what you have to do.
So good so far.
Yeah. Two of the closest strangers I will ever know. Tony Hernia and Dave Stewart. Oh, wait a minute. That's Paul B. Edwards. And that B is important, though I'm not sure even Tony knows what it stands for. One episode back in September of 09 transformed me into a punky junkie who needs their fix. It took me 4 months to listen to all of the shows I had missed. But
Good
here
Lord.
I am, finally caught up and very knowledgeable about the events of the last 2 years. I can't go back any further. These dedicated podcasters, as Paul tried to say, made it even harder for me to get my schoolwork done by making a show in between Christmas and New Year. No one does their job better than these uniters of fans and bands across the land.
Across the land.
Another 15-minute peppy show from back in the archives would be very much appreciated.
Great job. I don't know about that. We might have to leave that one alone.
Exactly. Great job on the beds each week, Tony. Kayla R. Thank you very much,
Kayla. That's the other Kayla. I say the other Kayla. They're both equally important Kaylas.
Yeah.
That's the Kayla that was handed the baton by the other Kayla, because we used to hear from the Kayla Conspiracy all the time down in the Carolinas, but then she moved, didn't she, to Texas, I think?
I think so.
Can't remember where she moved to. But then this Kayla was handed the baton when the other Kayla kind of retired from getting in touch. I don't think from listening, but from getting in touch. And this Kayla is the one from the northeastern states. I think she's from.
She sent through a couple of twats, didn't she?
Yeah, fantastic woman. And thank you so much for a brilliant review, Kayla. It's really kind.
It's great. And one further note about the last 2 years. I looked into it, and there is only 2 years' shows in the feed, which I didn't know.
Right.
But if you go to our Mevio site, you can go back to April 2006, which I think is pretty much when what we decided to start from. I think we removed some of the old episodes.
Oh, right, okay.
And kept only the good ones, which is April 2006. So if you go to punkyradio.mevio.com, which is linked from our main website, you can actually go through the shows. There's 30-something pages of shows, and you can listen to them all the way back to 2006, so you can do
and the shows from back then as well, they had a lot more of the Punky Dictionary on them, didn't they?
Yeah. In fact, the oldest one on there is the Joe Special.
The what?
The Joe Special.
Oh, is it really?
Joe Bevan, yeah.
Oh, wow. Yeah. If you've never heard the Joe Special, did we ever get it back on?
No.
No, we did, didn't we? I'll have to get her up sometime because she's now in London town, so yeah. I'll see if she fancies a repeat visit at some point. But yes, that was that got more. We had more interest in that show than any other, simply because there was a woman on it swearing.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's called Very It's Annoying. A Girl Special.
Well, excellent. All right.
Yeah.
Thank you all very much. Thanks for cleaning that up, Tony.
That's okay.
Better get on with the last song. This is another band that I'll be seeing at the Secret Garage Punk Festival somewhere in the Mediterranean next week, who any excuse to play them, I do. This is off their latest album, By Then. This is Wowie Los Args, Tony, of course. Now, I did say all the other songs we played this week, listen to the titles. Innocent Victim, don't sound so good. Cigarette, they're bad for you. Suit Sentence, anyone who's sentenced to wearing a suit, that's bad. Lost Sputnik, oh no, I've lost my Sputnik. My Sputnik. Catch Me If You Can. Lost My Head For A Day, oh no. On Attack. And finally, Wowie Los Args. It's great. What I want to know is, what is their MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Wowie Los Args.
Yes, it is, which makes it probably be an internet for Tony 3. And what is Black Manalishi's MySpace page?
MySpace.com/ Black Manalishi.
It is. It's for all. It's an honourable draw. It's great. Just great, Tony.
Yeah.
I love Wowie Los Args. There's very little to say here, isn't there, really? But you've done... thank you to everyone who's particularly put reviews on iTunes. Really appreciated. UK iTunes, I will try to get to the bottom of as soon as possible. And if there are some new ones there, I will read them out very, very soon. But they are really important. If you could leave us a review, it does help greatly. Hopefully I'll see one or two of you at my gigs this weekend in Langford and Bedford. Well done, Tony, with the new band, by the way. I'm very excited about that. I hope I get the chance to come and see you soon. You've been offered a gig, by the way, which I completely forgot to mention, in January in Club 85 in Hitchin, supporting the Sex Pistols tribute band, The Pistols.
Really?
So, yeah, I didn't think that you got that you were in any position to have any sort of punk band at all. But Phil Powell, who is a mate of mine, wanted me to host the show. Well, he wanted us to co-host the show in a punky radio styling and asked if I could do a set and you had a band as well. And I said I didn't think you'd got a band and I didn't think I was available to do it. But I might be available to do it and you might have a band to do it as well. So there you go, my friend.
Yeah.
This could be a big fucking gig for you. Well done, everyone. Well done, you. Well done, me. You all know what to do this week. I don't know what else to say other than say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
I pooed.